I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
Whoa.
And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option, and you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
You will drain it. Yeah.
To be
welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
Princess Mako's husband, Kei Kimura, can be a lawyer now.
Kei, congratulations. Congratulations for passing. How was your anniversary, man? How was Mako's birthday?
Do you have any message for Japan? Regarding your passing?
Yeah, you care about this way more than me. I'm like, okay, good luck. He was gonna get his law degree. It's like Kim Kardashian.
Well, no, he got his degree, but if you can't pass the bar that many times. He finally passed the bar. I think that this is great for Princess Mako. She doesn't have her income. She remember she declined the money from her family after she like left the family.
So did Prince Harry, but he seems to be fine.
All she's doing is like writing articles for the Met Museum of Art website. Like, I don't think that's going to pay the bills for their Manhattan lifestyle.
You don't know their price per word.
I can't expect that's enough to support a family of two in Manhattan. We've seen the paparazzi photos of her walking around with chic outfits.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff that you get free when you're Princess Mako.
I guess that's true. I really love this Vanity Fair story because there was a statement put out by, who was it? Oh, a senior official of the Imperial Household Agency reportedly expressed relief about Kei's success on the bar exam when contacted by the Japanese newspaper.
That's good. That's good sourcing.
This person goes, it's good to hear, the source said. It is reassuring to see the foundations for the couple's future finally falling into place.
They don't give a shit.
But they're just like, okay, good. You're going to take care of like this princess. Thank God.
They do not care.
Moving on to actual stories about celebrities. Suki Waterhouse is a liar.
No, she's a troll.
She's a troll.
That's what you're thinking. I think it's interesting that she did this because this is what Robert Pattinson has done like many, many, many times. Right? I mean, this is not a new thing. She's doing
they have the same sort of, they mess with journalists, especially during. Well, this wasn't even during the pandemic. This was like 2017 that she lied to this Bustle reporter.
Why does that do with the pandemic? I think he also had been doing this for a long time, too.
Well, remember his like
the spaghetti
that
thing.
GQ interview with him was very like, I'm bored at my apartment energy. Sookie's in the other room
right.
energy. It was that sort of thing.
The pastina thing or like whatever mm-hmm. when he like made like pasta with like in his microwave. But yeah, he'd
exactly.
done that before. He had like lied. He had fibbed on some talk show and then it became a big thing. And then he had kind of eventually had to be like, I was just not telling the truth. I got bored.
You know, I was thinking during the introduction when I was a kid, and that's a long time ago, but you know, the kids my age, boys my age, they wanted to be baseball players or they wanted to run away and join the circus. This is a very different time. Did you have any of those dreams as a kid?
Running away and joining the circus? No, the first time I went to a circus, somebody died. One of the clowns died.
Okay. All right, I'm not letting that go. How did the clown die?
His little car exploded. The joke car exploded on him.
You're being serious about this? Seriously. Yeah. So did that kind of ruin the circus for you?
It was. Like, my parents had to, like, everybody ran out. It was terrifying.
This is what a bizarre way to start the interview.
The only time I've ever been to the circus.
The story I read was that you were at the circus and one died in front of you, basically.
What?
It's another thing where I have trouble distinguishing fact from fiction.
Okay, so Rob is a liar.
He's lying. I love it.
So what Sookie Waterhouse fibbed about was, years ago in an interview, she said that she washes her hair with Coca-Cola, as in Coca-Cola Classic, to keep it, like, you know, healthy, keep it looking good.
Yeah.
A beautiful Hollywood actor. And
sure.
It was such a viral moment that someone at Bustle
How viral?
Wrote the story as viral as a moment involving Sookie Waterhouse.
I just love Jessica Booth at Bustle, like, honestly, literally just trying to do her job, just trying to get through the day, just trying to, like, get the article up. I bet she's not being paid by word, although I'd love to hear that she was. Bustle's like, can you write about this Coca-Cola thing? She's
can
like,
you degrade
how
yourself and take
how
photographs?
How about I try and wash my hair? She writes an article. Sookie Waterhouse washes her hair with cola, so I tried it out. Sookie's like, bitch, I don't even do that. I did. Then she retweeted that and goes, I did Jessica dirty. And then Jessica retweeted and wrote, I'm crying. Honestly,
well, started...
I do feel for our journalist girly in arms. Like, I feel for, like, our fellow... She's, like, part of our community.
I feel for her, but at the same time, like, there's nothing better as, like, a writer for the internet when a celebrity engages with you, whether or not they're clowning you or not. You know, like,
sure, but I feel
like
now they have to go back into the piece and be like, put a disclaimer at the top. It's like, she lied about this, but I still did it anyways, you know?
It was an Us Weekly interview, so she lied to Us Weekly. And the reason this happened is because a random Twitter user, Sookie Somia, on Twitter, retweeted this old story and said, do you still rinse your hair with Coca-Cola, crying face, skull face? And Sookie responded, okay, to be honest,
no.
I got bored during hair interviews and said this. I've never done this, ma'am.
I mean, I do like accent training and everything.
Can we hear it?
What, my American accent?
Yeah.
Jeremy is a great guy.
I don't know if you know this about him, but Jeremy does not use anything but a caps lock.
How was that?
No,
it wasn't
bad.
Good. We're not using that. I'm going to do it better.
We have this meeting of the minds. I hate it too. Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, hangs with Candace Cameron Bure's daughter, Natasha, in a new TikTok. They act like they just hang out in a TikTok, but they are actually friends.
Good morning, everybody. It's Olivia Jade. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, I'm here with Natasha.
Hey, guys.
Natasha Bure. You guys know Natasha. We've been friends forever. And she's been on my channel plenty of times, starting when we were probably like 14.
Full House fans rejoice. Aunt Becky and DJ Tanner's daughters are good friends in real life. What have we done to deserve the Full House offspring and Full House people, like, being this cursed, you know? Between Lori and Candace. The Olsen twins won't even talk to us anymore. Who else? Oh, tragedy, Bob Saget. What else? Like, it's like one thing after another. John Stamos is even embarrassing now. Who else we got? I could keep going. Oh, I guess Jody's okay.
I'm thinking beyond the... No, Jody's like an activist. Jody rules. So here's what happened. Natasha Bure has a music career, a burgeoning music career. She has like a couple of songs on Spotify, and I had forgotten / maybe didn't even know that
36,000 monthly listeners. Okay.
Yeah. She competed on The Voice in 2016.
Yeah. You don't remember this?
I don't remember this.
Wise men say... Only fools rise in.
All kinds of cool stuff in there.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
But she's been wanting to be a singer since she was a teenager, and now she actually has a song. It is on TikTok, which is, as we all know, a good way to get eyes on it. Unfortunately, only 78 people on TikTok as of recording have used it in videos. Natasha Bure is one of them.
It's interesting that you put in here the TikTok videos versus the streams on Spotify, as if this is a more valuable and telling statistic. How many videos people have made with it on TikTok versus how many people have listened to it on Spotify.
Well, I think it is. It's sort of telling. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
I don't know. It's just speaks to our time, I guess.
Like TikTok. I just don't want to fall down. I don't want to accidentally sort of discount TikTok to my own demise. Never. You know, like.
I don't think we ever do that.
I want to acknowledge that people listening to music, even if it is by the child of Candace Cameron Bure on TikTok, means something. And it's interesting to me that only 78 people have used this song in a TikTok.
I would say when speaking about whether a song is quote unquote viral, you would go to TikTok. But just speaking about a song in general, if it's being listened to, enjoyed, does it have a fandom, then I would go to Spotify.
It has 122,000 streams on Spotify, which is almost, which is about a quarter of the number of streams for her Can't Help Falling in Love voice performance that's been on Spotify for like 6 years. So
right. But
it's doing
more,
well in comparison.
These girlies are though more of a YouTube existent. These girlies exist more on YouTube though. I mean, Olivia Jade does at least, because that's her kind of, that's her home base. Because she's back in action and just like actively doing these vlogs again as if her scandal never happened. To be fair, she didn't really do anything.
And she's still doing her Conversations with Olivia Jade podcast, though what's kind of funny about that is that
it's
a celebrity podcast that sort of, yeah. I listened to part of the Conversations with Natasha Bure one, and she mentioned The Voice on it, and I was like, wait, what? And then I had to do all of that. But this interview was from February, and she's still doing this podcast, but it's kind of funny. Like, I would love to know, again, I think you and I both are always very into, like, what are in these contracts? So, like, when Olivia Jade signed with iHeartRadio or whoever to do this show, Conversations with Olivia Jade, which she has now been doing for about a year, like, is it...
We were
right,
there for
that's
the
surprising.
First episode.
Is it like, oh, you have to do X within a calendar year, you have to do X, and then we'll maybe think about renewing your contract?
Yeah, I think this is something that only we care about. What I'm more interested in than this is why Emily Ratajkowski's podcast is 2 times a week. I would love for somebody to tell me why that is. Like, it is somewhat related. No, absolutely not. Twice a week. I make a podcast twice a week.
Wow, twice a week.
That's too much.
Wow, twice a week.
I know. Andy, tell that to Andy Cohen and see what his response is. Wow, twice a week.
When you're making a podcast twice a week, 3 times a week, it's hard to find time to listen to another podcast twice a week, although I do.
But I do. But I understand her intrinsically. I'd love to meet up and talk about, we could maybe join a club called Girlies Who Make Podcasts Twice a Week and be me, Bobby, and Emily Ratajkowski. I don't know anyone else who does that.
Oh my God. I would love to be in Emily Ratajkowski's Girlies Who Make Podcasts Twice a Week group in New York
so
City.
That's what
oh
I'm
my God, that'd be
saying.
So much fun.
So I'm putting that out to her that if she wants to do that, then I'd be down.
We go to Eisenberg's every like Wednesday afternoon.
Oh my God.
If we went to like a diner,
we don't have
every
time.
Weekday afternoon.
Every Wednesday afternoon, we don't even have time for that. We're both doing podcasts twice a week. Once a week, you want us to meet up also? Okay, once a week, I just think is too much. I think once a month, maybe we could meet up.
Once a week. Emily's like, try once a month.
She's like, well, I have to record my podcast twice a week, but then I also have to meet up with my podcasting group for girlies who podcast twice a week, once a week. So really my obligation to this podcast has now become 3 times a week.
Emily looks at her like cute little moleskin and she's like, I can do Sunday mornings at 2 a.m. But you'd have to come
to me. And we're like, sure. We're like, yes. Okay, I can't talk about these two girls anymore and that they're friends.
Can I read this one quote? I just want to read this quote from...
I can't.
It's just so funny. Like, if you want to hear what conversations between Candace Cambray's daughter and Lori Loughlin's daughter sound like, here's Natasha. We've been friends and sisters since forever. We have so many fun memories together of just, like, hanging out. It's just, like, a fun, interesting dynamic, too. When you both have one of your parents on a show together, and then you're the same age, and then you're friends, it's super fun.
That's
so funny. Oh, it's so funny.
Moving on, my favorite headline of the week is this one right here. Ready? This is an okay. This is an okay exclusive. Ready? Justine Skye admits she learns, quote, something new from her friends every day, colon, we love to spend time together.
Same.
You know, if this is the pull quote, if this is like all you got from the interview, I just feel like you have to scrap and move on. You have to scrap it.
What about
and
quotas,
okay,
Lindsay?
Magazine,
what about quotas?
Should know better. Well, it feels very like we have to get something about this in here for some spawn reasons, because if this is like the best that you can get, then like you're not getting it. This is not it. you know? And this is an exclusive. Exclusive. She learns things from her friends. She likes to spend time with her friends. She admits, not even that, she admits that she learned something new, as if it is something that you're pulling from her. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I could share this with you. I really don't like this, you know, it's a little personal, but I do learn something new from my friends every day. We like to hang out.
It's also not even learn something specific. Like, tell me the most recent thing you've learned from your friends.
Nothing. You know? Sorry.
Just something new.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Quote, here's the quote. We learn something new from each other every day, and just from being in the same industry as well, the 27-year-old exclusively tells OK while at the, here we go, Give the Gift of Marshalls and TJ Maxx event in New York City. Quote, amongst my friend group, I admire everyone's fashion sense, so I take bits and pieces from each of my friends, and then I incorporate them into my own outfit, too.
Where are the details? There's still no details here.
God, at the end of the day, we're all human and we just enjoy each other's company. We love to spend time with each other for the holidays, and we love to get gifts as well.
She's saying this at a TJ Maxx / Marshalls event in New York City.
Did she read this on a TJ Maxx and Marshalls mug that she picked up 20,000% off? And
did she fair, you're right. This is the sort of thing you would find on a mug in front of the cash registers at a
Marshalls. Or like a frame or something, or maybe an old bag of popcorn she bought from TJ Maxx or something had this written on the back.
It's a mug at TJ Maxx that my mom would pick up while waiting in line at the checkout and look at and go, oh, cute, and then put it down and not get it. At the end of the day, we're all human and we just enjoy people's company. That's the thing about friendship, though. You're human and you enjoy each other's company.
I would love a mug that says, at the end of the day, we're all human. We enjoy each other's company. We love to spend time with each other for the holidays, and we love to get each other gifts as well. We celebrate these moments with each, and we like to be present.
And the person you're talking to says, ma'am, this is a Marshalls / TJ Maxx event.
Ma'am, this is a Marshalls / TJ Maxx event.
And here's the thing about this Gift of Marshalls and TJ Maxx event in New York City. I can't find evidence of it anywhere. What I wanted to do was do a fun game where I was like, okay, let's guess the other celebrities who were at this event. And I went to Getty. There are no stock photos on Getty. This is Getty's dream, going to the gift of Marshalls and TJ Maxx event and photographing all the stars.
She also got BET to show up. Wait, this photo is iconic. She also got BET to show up and interview her about this. So she's getting like a lot of press for this event. They said, what's your favorite thing about the holidays? And then she said something like getting presents or whatever. And then she said, you can get it all done in one place. So what's on your list to keep? And then what are you gifting? Because she said that she can go to Marshalls. She goes, the more friends you have, again with the friends, the more difficult it is to go shopping for them. Marshalls and TJ Maxx have everything I need at such a great price.
You can get cute stuff at TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Imago, not Getty. So we have Imago events, the Imago website.
Wait, BET goes, I didn't write this down, but it just came to me. What's your favorite Timbaland song? they're so fully out of questions. They're like, we have no more things to say about TJ Maxx and Marshalls. We have to move on.
Okay, so this is even more explicit. See, I thought that she was just sort of like a celebrity guest at this event, but it really does look like
hosting it.
She's hosting this event at a TJ Maxx / Marshalls event. And there are a lot of photos on this website, Imago, that's a stock photo website like Getty, where she's just sort of holding TJ Maxx and Marshalls bags. This is wonderful. Justine Skye is kicking off her holiday shopping with Marshalls and TJ Maxx. The Style It girl is highlighting the perfect gifts for everyone on your list with an incredible selection of designer finds for less. And you know what the thing is? I'm starting to understand what the friendship angle is. Marshalls and TJ Maxx are friendly shops. They're friends. I think that that's like actually conceptual. They're friends.
Wait, with each
Marshalls
other?
Marshalls and TJ Maxx, yes.
Are friends with each other.
Yeah. They're like,
aren't they owned by the same company?
I think they're owned by the same company, so they're friends. I think there's there's like a very stretchy copy concept in this. Talk about friendship, the way that Marshalls and TJ Maxx are friends.
She got placement in the must-see celeb sightings for October 2022 on Entertainment Tonight. They did a nice job placing this weird TJ Maxx event all around the internet. Just like photos of her like holding a necklace, you know, photos of her holding a box, photos of her holding a bag. Now, I hope she got paid for this, especially if she was the only one there.
It looks like she got like a good paycheck here. This looks like she was like the headliner at the Give the Gift of Marshalls and TJ Maxx event in New York City.
14 expired bags of popcorn, 12 mugs, and like, you know, a BB sweater from like 2012. That's what I think you buy at TJ Maxx and Marshalls. I mean, I love them, but that's like literally what you buy there. Come on. A candle.
I'm not over the writer at BET keeping in the transcript. I have to go back to it. Keeping in the transcript. I didn't write this question down, but it just came to be. What's your favorite Timbaland song?
Can you describe the photo I just sent to you also? I just want you to like describe like what the kind of TJ Maxx Marshall's like aesthetic design is that she's standing in front of.
It's Westworld. It's Westworld.
Yeah, but like describe like what we're doing here. Like what?
What she's doing, she's standing in front of between sort of mirrored chrome angular Christmas trees.
It's giving aggro crag Christmas tree meets like it's glitter, like a disco ball Christmas tree aesthetic. But like instead of having
Tessa Thompson's robot character designed it as a centerpiece of Westworld, New York City.
Right. But instead of having like ornaments, because again, it's like it's shiny and flat.
It's glass.
We just have like two. We have two just like signs on it, maybe attached somehow. One says Marshalls and one says TJ Maxx. Justine Skye, singer. Sorry, we didn't even say she's singer.
No, people know who Justine Skye is. Yeah, singer.
Do they? Do they?
Yeah. Well, we've Do talked they? About it. If they listen to Who Weekly, they know who Justine Skye is. And also perfect timing because you're getting in on the gift giving content like 2 weeks before everyone else.
No, we don't even follow her on Instagram. We would have seen this on her Instagram. It's almost that time. Find high-quality winter fashion at amazing prices for all the festivities at both Marshalls and TJ Maxx ahead of the holiday season. Hashtag ad. They could have said, like, write this in your own words. You know, it's giving,
like,
it's giving interstitial. Yeah, maybe she did say that.
She was like, no, if you want custom copy, I'm going to need a higher rate.
Pay me more. Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, fine. You're right. Pay me more. What a lie. What a loser. No one will ever know how much I put you on. All they'll ever know is how you sing a song. But
so speaking of promo, Justine Skye was doing promo for TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Zasha Mamet, in doing promo for her new book, which is called My First Popsicle, a book of stories about food edited by Zasha Mamet. Zasha?
I think it's Zosha.
Zosha?
For the record.
Yes.
Zasha.
Yeah.
Mamet. Not Zosha. Not Zoisha.
No.
Although Zoisha has a ring to it.
Not Zosia.
Not Zosia. Oi.
Not
no.
Zosa.
Zosa.
I mean, I often go by Z, which is my nickname.
Cute.
Which also is less difficult to pronounce. Although sometimes if I go and get coffee and I tell them Z, people, they think it's a two.
She was promoting this new book, My First Popsicle. A lot of famous people have stories about, like, food in it. And in doing so, did a Grub Street diet. This Grub Street diet in New York Magazine.
Like you. You and
it's
Zosha.
It's so me. Oh, it's so me. We're friends.
You and Zosha.
And she says, on the headline, Zosha Mamet shares Swedish fish with her horse. I'm learning all of her snack desires.
So, like,
and
this is a normal Grub Street diet headline that is about
something kooky in the headline.
But then what happens is it gets translated to like normal tabloid culture, and People Magazine, like, is like, oh, we got to pick this up, and then their headline is absolutely bonkers, crazy, cuckoo bananas.
Right.
Why?
You are so right, though. You in the context of Grub Street,
it works.
If you saw this headline, you would not bat an eye at it.
You would say, oh, she shares Swedish fish with a horse. Okay. And then
weird.
You read it and you're like, this one of the women tells me that my horse loves Sour Patch Kids. I said, what? And then my horsey is obsessed with Swedish fish. So those are pretty much always around. It's like a treat for the horse. This makes sense within this context. Then People Magazine reads this and says, we got to pick this up. This is hilarious. And their headline is literally galaxy brain. Like, they can't even write it so that a normal person could read it.
Let me finish the second paragraph of what you were reading from the Grub Street Diet, which includes this piece. This horse is sort of new to being mine, so I'm learning all of her snack desires. When I was filming season 2 of The Flight Attendant in LA, great show, I would ride with Kaylee Cuoco at her barn. Her mom fell in love with my horse, and I fell in love with one of her horses, so we swapped horses. Okay, so people sees all of this and they're like, wait.
They're saying Zosia Mamet switched horses with Kaylee Cuoco's mom, and that is a crucial detail that we need to fit into this headline about Swedish Fish.
And so their headline is Zosia Mamet swapped horses with Kaylee Cuoco's mom, M-dash, and it's obsessed with Swedish Fish. And the photo, the photo accompanying this story is her and Kaylee Cuoco.
I'm going to read that again. Zosia Mamet swapped horses with Kaylee Cuoco's mom, and it's obsessed with Swedish Fish.
It's all there. It's all there.
It's like, yes, but it's also kind of like, what?
Like, it's that is true.
You read it, but I'm also kind of like, did you read it?
Yeah, you're right. It is giving like high school book report. It's like, I have to give you like at least one detail from this that proves that I skimmed it, you know?
Right. Yes.
Well, something that's nice about the sort of like tabloid style is that sort of like the story begins at the top of the canopy of a tree and then it just sort of like tumbles down like Plinko. And then by the bottom, you've hit like all these branches. It does sort of, it's relatable to people who exist on the internet because that's how it is to consume stories.
But also, I think what this writer knows and what people's algorithm knows, because if you go to the bottom and you see related stories, you kind of see this revealed, is that People magazine readers are obsessed with Kaylee Cuoco. They absolutely love Kaylee Cuoco. Do they like Zosia Mamet? I don't know. I think they'll take her or leave her. I think they like that she's best friends with their number one fave, Kaylee Cuoco. So you scroll to the bottom and you see the related stories. It's like Kaylee Cuoco and Tom Pelfrey's relationship tylum. Pregnant Kaylee Cuoco shares new baby bump. Kaylee Cuoco's pal, Zosia Mamet. Notice her pal. Kaylee Cuoco and Zosia Mamet tear up watching themselves play best friends. Kaylee Cuoco held a personal intervention after divorce. Like pregnant Kaylee Cuoco says she was sick while shooting a movie. It's literally like all Cuoco. Notice no Zosia. A little Zosia, but no Zosia. We even have Free Drummond's Five Kids, Everything to Know, beats out any sort of Zosia Mamet headline here.
I went on Zosia Mamet's Instagram. We weren't following her either. Now we are.
No Mamet heads. A lot of coconuts, no Mamet heads.
And people.
Social justice warriors?
Social justice warriors. Oh my God. Oh, we can stop recording now. Oh my God. That's good. So we can just stop.
Social justice warriors.
Oh, we got a real ZJW over here.
And someone's like, ew. And you're like, no, I'm just like a Zosia Mamet fan. They say Twitter's ruined now because the social justice warriors like really just took over. I'm sorry.
So this is even more spawny than I realized because we were talking about Justine Skye. There's sub promo in the People story. They pick
sub
because they have to
promo.
They have to pick photos from Zosia's Instagram to embed in the story to both lengthen it. To break the story up.
Oh,
and to
I
add
see this.
Stories.
Oh my God, you're right.
And so they put CeraVe. In. She's holding CeraVe, which she may have bought at TJ Maxx.
But does she wash her horse with CeraVe?
In the stable with her horse, and it says, it all starts with the right cleanser. Cleanse, moisturize, repeat, and maybe kiss a pony in between. No, she uses it on herself, but then in
she's
between
steps,
she kisses
a pony. She's not washing her horse with CeraVe, the photo of her holding the CeraVe happens to be in the barn. Somebody's assistant ran over and said, baby, Zosia, we need the CeraVe spawn immediately. Can you please just take the photo with this now? Here, hold it. I'll get it.
This is such a strange photo, but I guess people know that she's a horse girl.
Well, they do now because she's in conjunction with Kaylee Cuoco and the Cuoconauts know that she's a horse girl.
Kaylee Cuoco is one of our biggest horse girls.
She really is. She really is. Yes. Her and like Mary-Kate Olsen. I'm trying to think of other ones. Girlies who like famous people who ride horses.
Steve Jobs' daughter or whatever.
Okay.
Right?
We're so broken. We can't even think of a real celebrity who rides a horse.
Okay.
Steve Jobs' daughter. Okay.
Now, another fun love story is you and Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh,
what is going on there? You guys are roomies. You're co-starring together. This is the cutest story. You guys got tattooed. Tell me. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, we always say that our love started with a boop. I'm actually saved as boop in her phone. So the first time we ever met, which very few people believe, was our chemistry read for this show. And they were like, feel free to improv. And I was like, okay, great. And Kate, to this day, I'm like, Kaylee, why did you do that? She's like, I don't know, I just had an urge. And she walked up and I turned around and she booped me on the nose. She literally went, boop. And I went, oh, I hate it when you do that. Don't do that. And I like smacked her hand away. And we're like, that's the moment that our friendship was born.
Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter. And nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low-dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over, and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. Prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I was in Florida this past weekend, and guess what was the talk of the town?
Your mom's Aura frame?
The Aura frame. The Aura frame kept, it was scrolling through every photo. I was like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. I'm like, where'd they get that photo? There's always a photo where I'm like, where'd they get that photo? How'd they get that photo?
I don't know where my mom gets the gifts that she sends me. Like when she sends me a text gift, I'm like, where did you find that? And sometimes I look at her Aura frame and I'm like, where did you download this?
No, I'm like, where did you get this photo from? Whose Instagram did you steal this photo off of? You know?
They love to steal from, and they love to just screenshot and not crop. So it'll just be like a cropped iPhone
just be
photo
a full
that's
Instagram.
On the Aura frame.
Exactly, with comments and everything. It'll just be on, it'll be zoomed in sometimes so it's extra blurry. But you know what? That's how easy it is to get the photos on the Aura frame because my parents can figure out how to do it. Do they do it well? No, but do they do it? Yes.
And the other thing that's great about Aura frames, when you give them to your mom, your mother, a mother in your life, a mother figure, it's a great Mother's Day gift, whoever the mother in your life is. You can connect it to your Aura app and you can just
photos.
Send them photos. You
right.
can, if they approve it, you can just put photos and kind of troll them and have fun and put random photos. I do it to Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You can do it to your mom. My mom gave me access because she likes putting
You got
to
be careful. You got to be a little careful with that, but you could do it, but you should do it.
Gotta be a little bit careful. But Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and they come with unlimited storage because it's all in the cloud. So you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame. Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code WHO at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Asian doll rebranded. This is the headline we have in our
doc. This is not, that's not what the headline is.
No, I know. I just like that it says Asian doll rebranded on the top of our doc. So,
no, what? How I came into this story was I laughed because I saw this tweet where somebody retweeted, Sailman Hedonia retweeted Asian doll. Asian doll had written, had tweeted on October 28th, rebranding, ... loading, and then like the little alarm emoji. And they retweeted and wrote, I'm obsessed with her tweeting this and then going to jail, cry face. And I was like, wait, I need to dig into this. Like, obviously this could be like a thing that I don't want to deal with, but I dug into it. And yep, Asian Doll, who is a drill rapper, who's signed to Gucci Mane's label.
Well, was signed arrested. To Gucci Mane's label, not anymore, but still.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Was arrested for like speeding without a license or whatever. Like boring shit. Like
stupid shit. Like
maybe
don't go to jail
like
for this.
Stupid shit. But she was arrested because she didn't know she was wanted. So all of a sudden they were like, babe, go to jail. And she was like, wait, what? And then
didn't know there was this is so stupid.
Also, one of my biggest fears, you know, like I do something that I don't realize and because I don't read my mail. And then they're like, babe, go to jail. And I'm like, what? You know, this would happen to me, I feel like, because I don't read mail. Listen, so we have.
I mean, that's the point of House of Sand and Fog. Jennifer Connelly didn't open her mail and it ruined her life.
God, you always bring that up when we talk about mail.
That's why you open mail. If you watch House of Sand and Fog, you will never not open your mail again.
Well, tell Asian doll to watch House of Sand and Fog.
But also, if you move around, we all know how bad the USPS is with
forwarding
mail.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, right, like I haven't had the same address for more than like 5 years and forever. So Asian doll goes to jail like right as the single's about to come out. My argument is like, this is great press because I've never even heard of her. And now I'm like laughing that like her single's coming out while she's in jail for like speeding because she didn't realize that she like got in trouble for speeding.
I don't want anybody to be going to jail, but it does seem like based on the video she posted from jail that she understood the humor in this and that she was going to find a way to make this work for her. She went live from jail. And she's like laughing in jail.
People were like, free Asian doll, which I thought was nice. Like people were really like, stream whatever and free Asian doll, Asia doll. And like, then it really added because she took the like chicest mugshot I've ever seen in my entire life. She has two mugshots, both of which are like extremely hot. One of them she has like full beat, like gorgeous, like cat eye.
Yeah, and she posted it on Instagram and said, I was wanted for one whole year and didn't even know. Be back in 45 days. See y'all soon.
I don't think I would brag that I was wanted and didn't know. Because I feel like then people would be like, not even like, who cares about what I did to get to jail? But like, get it together. You didn't know?
I feel bad. I feel like this is related. I mean, like you said, this is just something that could happen to anyone.
I really do. I do feel like this could happen to me. Don't pay a speeding ticket for long enough. Then they're like, go to jail. And you're like, what? When did I speed?
But you're right. Like, I'm not going to go on my conspiracy brain and think that this was all intentional. But I am in agreement with you that overall, this sucks for her, obviously, but I feel like it gave more attention to this song.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying she did this on purpose. I'm saying it's the silver lining on a shitty situation, which is you have to go to jail for 45 days, but I've now heard of you because I saw a funny tweet, you know?
Yes.
That helps.
And then as a sort of wink, like a funny piece of coincidence, the song is called Come Outside.
Stop.
Yes, the song is called Come Outside.
Take my chain, bitch, stop it. Get shot it. Get flopped it. Don't be talking about a joist, it's not that. Bitch, wanna beef, I'ma turn into a zoppin'. Don't reach, little bitch, get dropped. Innocent anywhere, I'ma rock. These bitches be broke, straight box, like 4-1 shots, like what, like hot.
Should Timmy go to Nikki Reed's first photo exhibition? You can vote on Twitter. I'm gonna do a poll. Or if you think it's cruel to make Timmy go see Nikki Reed's photo exhibition, you need to tell us. I don't need people accusing us of, you know, abusing Timmy, okay?
To be fair, this was Timmy's idea. He texted us after I put this in the doc, should I go see Nikki Reed's photo exhibition?
But then I was like, I don't want Timmy to go see this because we were like making him go do this. So I need people to vote on whether you think that Timmy should go. We should make Timmy go.
But if you do think he should go, I think he will go.
That's on you, not on me.
And I think he will go.
No, I think Timmy will go no matter what, honestly, no matter what the poll says. But I would like us to take a poll because I don't want it to. I want the people to decide. I think this should be a democracy.
So here's the thing. 6 years ago, Nikki Reed made a conscious decision to take a chance on herself. And she felt that she was called to express herself through a new medium and was inspired to expand the experience of our culture in a different way, to embark on a journey filled with
a level
of depth that only art can evoke. And so as a first step of commitment, she turned to her camera.
You know what I love? All of the same types of celebrities showed up to her photo thing. It's like Nikki Reed. And then literally like if you were to do that thing on Instagram where it shows you like related accounts, you would also
people
get
also search for
Ian Somerhalder. You would get Ashley Greene. You would get who else? Paul Corey. You would get basically anyone who came to the opening of this photo gallery.
Twilighty Vampire Diaries adjacent people.
Yeah, like CW, you've been on that once or twice. I've done a whiskey sponsorship with them before. Something, something, something. You know?
a whiskey sponsorship.
But she has a sponsorship with a camera company? Wait, this is all bullshit. Come on.
The gallery? It's at the Leica gallery. It's at the camera company gallery.
Babe, you can do better than this. You don't need... So they're like paying her to exhibit her photos.
Probably. But I don't... It's very clear if you look through her Instagram that she has been like actively taking photos for a while now and is like very into photography.
I mean, so have but I. This, check my Instagram. I've been taking photos since 2010.
But you will also notice if you look with a more skeptical eye that she's always taking photos with her Leica camera. She's taking selfies of herself holding the Leica camera.
Well,
like
whatever.
Leica's in all of the ads. Well, what I'm saying is I think that this is one of those things where it's sort of like it happens to be synergy. Like, yes, this is technically Spawn,
You're
but
being
it's
very
also
positive
like,
about this.
I just think that she actively seems to like photography. You know?
I think she and her husband, Ian Somerhalder, are great at getting Spawn. And I think they are so good at seeking out these partnerships with things that really make sense for their lifestyles and then like really getting the bag. It's like if you and I actually did have sponsorship from Westworld, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Well,
what else
do
we talk about? Anything we talk about, you know?
Didn't he do RV Spawn?
Yeah, they like went.
They
like
did
travel.
Like
I think they
or something. They love like outdoorsy sorts of stuff.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think he said I want to take a trip in an RV and said who will pay for it.
It does seem like the sort of thing where their agents, their management know that like yeah, they will do this sort of thing. So they reach out to very specific things that they do seem to mesh with their personalities quite perfectly. Mm-hmm. But you have to be exactly this level of fame to be willing to do this kind of thing as constantly as they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that. If you don't know any better, like if you're just reading Just Jared, Nikki Reed's just a photographer and that's it.
I mean...
Like this is framed as though, look at her art. Wow, look at her art. How beautiful. Not a single mention of her corporate sponsorship here.
Timmy, go see the photos. If you want. I'm not making
If you want. Unless the poll says you have to, in which case you have to. I just want to read a few headlines. This use of seemingly has sort of gone off the rails lately, and we don't have to dwell on any of these stories, but...
You
these
pointed
are all
this
from
out, now
week.
It's all you can see is what you're saying.
Yes, they're everywhere now. And these are all from the past week. Different ways of using the word seemingly in all of these. But seemingly is everywhere. This is a seemingly alert. Everything is not. Ice Spice seemingly responds to Drake lyric, she attend trying to rap, it's good on mute, going viral.
Rude. Serena Williams' husband, Alexis Ohanian, seemingly responds to Drake, calling him a groupie. Why are these all about Drake?
Because his music was released. Britney Spears seemingly apologizes to Zoe 101 star Alexa Nicholas.
Emily Ratajkowski says she doesn't really believe in straight people after seemingly coming out as bisexual.
Lala Kent seemingly offers a glimpse at her new man following Randall Emmett's split. Seemingly offers a glimpse. That's one of the biggest stretches.
And that was the seemingly alert. Everything is
not. Thank you. Okay, let's talk about relationships. The number one relationship news of the week is that Bella Poarch surprised everyone by getting divorced from a man no one knew she'd been married to for 4 years.
Wow, she really didn't tell me this in our 60-minute Zoom chat for the Cosmo cover that I did. She didn't say to me, oh, also I'm married. I didn't ask, but maybe I should have. This is
she
annoying because now I'm like,
anyone.
why didn't I like look up some records about her or whatever? I guess I wasn't going that deep. Should have. I should have done one more Google and it should have been at the marriage factor. How do you look up a marriage records?
I don't think you would have found these records. I think you would have only found these records if you were looking in the right, you know, records
district.
Office in the right county, you know, like you'd have to literally be in the right county.
So the only way that people knew that she had been married was that she filed for divorce. What's interesting about this, it's kind of not interesting otherwise. What's interesting about it is that Bella Poarch, her last name that she uses very publicly, is actually the last name that it's her married name from her now ex-husband or soon to be ex-husband, Tyler Poarch, who I'm pretty sure via these photos she met in the Navy.
Yeah, because they were in the Navy. She joined the Navy like right after she turned 18. Yeah. She was in the Navy for a couple of years. And so it looks like based
a long time.
Yeah. So it looks like this is how they met. Or they met right before the Navy and joined at the same time or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just interesting that this whole time no one. I mean, don't know. This is what's so interesting about this. This is a TikTok famous girly who kind of came out of nowhere, which is why she's charming. She has a very kind of fabled history, a lot of interesting things. It's rare to have somebody who was in the Navy become famous for TikTok. Then again, who becomes famous for TikTok? She like is covered in tattoos. Like she has kind of like this whole story about how her family did not treat her well. She moved to the US. She was, you know, so like there's a whole thing. But like in all of that, it's almost like you can conceal a secret marriage because there's so many other things that people are talking about. Like, I know this. I like wrote a whole story about her and it was like not there was so much already there that I wasn't like, oh, well, maybe she's secretly married.
Yeah. And she joined.
If that makes sense.
When you look at the timeline of her military service.
Yeah.
She joined in 2017. She was there for 3 years. And then she posts that TikTok, which is still the most viewed TikTok, the most liked TikTok on the platform.
With the M to the B, M to the B,
in spring of 2020. So this girlie literally got home from the military, downloaded TikTok, made a video, and it changed her life. Like,
yeah, yes.
She made it right after she got back.
Yes, literally.
What's this app? What have I been missing out on?
Well, now she has music that's like not the worst music in the world. Actually, it's like some of it's quite good and or like, OK, quite good. That's very generous. Better than most of kind of TikTok originated music from kind of like, quote unquote, random people.
That's true. That's true.
And she's an interesting. I guess my point is, which I feel like I wasn't making very eloquently. It's like this is a person whose story is already so interesting that having a secret husband isn't even like the most interesting part of her story. It's just true. Something that we didn't know because clearly a secret husband, they haven't been together in a long time. Who found this photo? I mean, I think this is interesting. Now people have dug in and really found this. I wonder how hard it was to find the photos of him.
I mean, once you know the name, I bet it was easy to find, but she never talked about it. And I'm sorry, I'm actually wondering, like, you're like, oh, I should have asked her about, like, I should have asked if she was married. I bet if you would have asked if she was in a relationship, she wouldn't have brought it up. Like, she wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, right.
Because how would anyone have proved her wrong, you know?
There were quite a few things about her life that were off the table for me to discuss and talk about, right? Mm-hmm. Understandably. They were sensitive topics.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that it's not that pictures of them didn't exist. It's just that no one really knew where to look. And also she had kind of maybe obscured it with like lots of other things about her life that were more interesting than the idea that she was married to some guy in the Navy.
So another piece of relationship news that I was sort of skeptical about at first, but then Cher started tweeting about it. And now I guess I believe it. There was a blurry photo of Amber Rose's ex-boyfriend, the one that she like famously hates. We talked about it before. He cheated on her, admittedly cheated on her. Alexander Edwards, she would refer to him as AE. People call him AE, was spotted holding hands with.
This is so crazy. I'm sorry.
And like kissing her hands. And so I was kind of like,
what's going on?
What? This is weird. Like, first of all, the photo is blurry. How do we even know that that's Cher? How do we even know that that's AE? And the intimacy was described originally as like kissing hands. And to me, that's sort of like how you treat the queen. Like I'm going to like kiss your hand because we had dinner together or something. Like, it didn't seem romantic to me. But then we got Daily Mail reporting that, quote, love doesn't know math. Cher, 76, confirms relationship with toy boy Beau, 36,
love as
she brushes off age gap and says he treats her like a queen. She confirmed this. What she said on Twitter, which no one kind of knew what she was talking about at first, but it went viral as a lot of Cher's tweets go viral and have gone viral for so long. She just tweeted, one part of my life is so amazing. Hard eyes. People were laughing at this, not thinking it had anything to do with anything in her personal life, not thinking they would ever get clarification of what this could possibly mean. Then we find out that that thing that is so amazing is Alexander. She posts a photo of him with a heart and writes, Alexander, heart. And someone responds, is this your new man? And she said, heart emoji, like a confirmation. Then she tweeted, I'm not defending us. Haters are going to hate. Doesn't matter that we're happy and not bothering anyone. And someone asked if they met at Fashion Week, and she said yes. So all of the details we have from this are from her responses to strangers on Twitter.
They are like, I would say they've been on a date via this. Like, I would say this doesn't confirm anything. They've been on dates.
Yeah. And they went to Craig's. Someone called recently and was like, you always talk about Craig's. What's Craig's? Maybe we should give a quick refresher.
It's the number one place to get your photo taken in Los Angeles.
It's a trendy restaurant in Los Angeles that's not just like, it's been there forever. Celebrities go there. But the thing about it, it's not just that celebrities go there. They go there specifically when they want to be photographed. Like, when they want attention, they go to Craig's. You don't do anything secretly at Craig's.
There are photographers that literally sit at Craig waiting for people to go to it. And if you want your photo taken, you can go to Craig's. Like, literally. Yeah. It's almost like a photo shoot, you know? So I don't think Cher is going to Craig's that often. And I think there's a reason why Cher is going to Craig's on this night. Taking
She's
some
showing
nice
off
photos
her toy boy.
Her toy boy.
And we never really said who he is, but he's like a music producer. So he works for Def Jam. He's in A&R. So
yeah.
he's just
and he
like
has
a music
kid
guy.
With Amber Rose, who I believe he did not treat well, or like I think that did not end well.
Yes. No, she when they broke up, she was like
multiple
he's
women.
A cheater.
Oh yes. My god, right. Multiple women. That was a funny/sad statement.
Yes. She released that really long statement, exactly.
Yeah.
But now Cher's,
right.
Cher's having a good time. She says that he's amazing.
Cher doesn't care. I have a feeling. One part of my life is so amazing.
One part of my life is so amazing.
Out of all of your old flames, who was your all-time best lover?
Well, a lot of them came in first.
Really?
Yeah.
Who comes to mind?
I've had just the greatest lovers ever.
Where did Tom Cruise rank on that list?
Well, he was in the top five.
Really? Top five, and that's a list.
Yeah, well, that's a list.
Okay.
Speaking of age gaps that are getting people talking, Billie Eilish, 20, makes red carpet debut with beau Jesse Rutherford, 31, as they put on bizarre display wrapped in a Gucci blanket during LACMA Art Plus Film Gala, after backlash over those Halloween costumes. And those Halloween costumes where she dressed as a baby and he dressed as an old man.
I'm laughing because it's deeply uncomfortable because there's so many things here. People are not thrilled about this relationship because there's photos of them when she was 15 years old. They've known each other for a long time.
I genuinely believe that if there were not so many photos of their friendship when she was 15 together, then people would kind of care less about this. But because that does exist.
And people are obviously really sensitive about age gap stuff right now.
Especially
and also
because
sensitive about Billie Eilish, just really like kind of very much obsessed with her.
They're protective
of
her, which
and
is,
I think,
you know,
that's almost why she the old man baby costumes. That's very like, take this.
Right.
You
so
know,
part of this is her saying, like, how dare you be protective of me? I'm an adult. I'm my own person.
Yeah.
I can make my own decisions. Fuck
right.
off.
Yes.
Which is a completely fair and understandable thing to say. It's also just like still hard, I think, for people who like her and are familiar with these sorts of relationships and power dynamics because he's in music. You know, like, I think it just makes people uncomfortable.
It comes from a place of care and worry, but then also is toxic. And I think she on the receiving end sees it as get out of my life. You can listen to my music, but you don't get to tell me what to do. Therefore, me kind of making that statement is we're going to dress as baby and old man to be like, fuck you. We're laughing at you. You know, we're laughing at this.
And then they showed up. They finally like really confirmed it with this red carpet debut, their relationship where they were in matching
Gucci.
The Gucci
thing is so
wild.
She's really must be giving so much money from Gucci because like this is a real
Well, and also I saw someone comment on this where they were like, they wish they had what ASAP and Rihanna had. Just like when they showed up to something with a big blanket, it's like there's something
that
doesn't quite work with this, you know, with their big Gucci blanket. There's something like,
I mean, I think Gucci works for her always, but I think this kind of like new boyfriend in also in all Gucci, because that's your label that pays you, wrapped in Gucci. There's a lot going on here.
And we didn't say who Jesse Rutherford is, but he's the lead singer of the band
The Neighborhood,
who is best known for having the song Sweater Weather, writing the song and
what
recording the
song
Sweater Weather, which
Do
is
I
the
know
song,
that song
that has been one of the top songs on Spotify and every streaming platform for like years and years and years. It's just like this constant hum of a song that is just always popular. And I think a lot of it has to do with TikTok, but still, even TikTok songs sort of ebb and flow. The neighborhood Sweater Weather has been there for the one that's like, that one. I'm not going to keep doing it. You know it.
Can I play it?
Hold on my sweater. You know this song.
No, I don't.
Just
I know this song. All right. Okay.
So that's why I know who he is, because of that one song.
Oh my God, he used to date Devin Lee Carlson. That's interesting. She's also another like fave internet influencery type girly.
Right. Devin Lee Carlson is definitely like, would be at the top of like a famous birthdays chart, you know?
But like, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Morning, Blurg. Sorry I didn't finish vlogging yesterday. My camera died, and so I had to leave it in the room to charge it. Today, what time is it? Noon. Jesse and I just woke up. Getting ready to go. We're gonna go shopping today. We're gonna go to this vintage store Jesse wanted to go to, and then probably go to my favorite store. Comes around.
I've seen all the discourse on this online, and I'm a little bit, that's why we were like reluctant to bring it up, but it also is just interesting the way that they're kind of fighting back against it in this weird way, you know?
Yeah, and especially because Billie Eilish is constantly, like, Billie Eilish has a lot of haters, which is just sort of a consequence of being as famous as Billie Eilish is and becoming as famous as young as she became. She has also a lot of lovers. So it's sort of like she doesn't really have public relationships. And now she's sort of dealing with all of that in a way that is like, oh, my God.
Well, her last one was not really revealed until her documentary. And he didn't really treat her so well. And that's what a lot of the new album is kind of about. So people are really like kind of being negative to that person.
And I also think that whatever's going on within this relationship, none of it's easy for Billie. So.
Yeah. Or maybe any relationship at this point in her kind of very, very famous life.
Moving on, we have a breakup. But it's fine.
Oh, no.
Because it's mutual. They're happy. No hard feelings. Okay. Summer Walker broke up with Larry.
Larry. Not Larry. Larry. Wait, not Larry.
Remember when they got the tattoo of Larry on their face?
Yeah, and they were like, we love Larry. Okay, what's
Yes,
do
we
about
love
that?
Larry. Larry is a rapper. Larry has like a stage name. LVRD Pharaoh, right. Because we talked about them when they got together and when she got the tattoo. But they call him Larry. And so all the headlines about this split are just getting Summer announces breakup from Larry. Summer wrote on Instagram, people have been trying to be in my business bad lately. I don't know why you'll need updates on my life. LOL, go touch grass. But I've decided to be single. It's no hard feelings. Larry is an amazing father. There's just certain things I won't tolerate. So Summer That's went nice. Out of their way to be like, Larry is great. Larry is attentive. Larry's wonderful, but it's not working out. So just like relax. Everything's fine.
This other note is actually way more interesting. This thing about their kind of tristesse about celebrity women who are in quote unquote marriages or long-term relationships with children be getting dogged out every week. Every month they complain about how they're getting cheated on, beat on, children being had on them. They're lonely, but they stay for the image just to say they have a man or a ring just to keep receiving apology Birkins and cars. The only difference between me and them and the rest of y'all is I prefer my peace and happiness, so I walk away. Relax with all that. Wow, she's still not married. I could have been married to either one of my child's fathers. It's just certain things I won't tolerate, but nothing was a mistake. I wanted all my children by the age of 25 on purpose. Oh yeah, remember when Summer was being weird about what they were feeding their kids, that and the internet was yelling at them. They're beautiful, perfect, and that made me happy, happier than I could ever be, but 95% of y'all in the same predicament are worse, so save it. Sure. I mean, yes, that's fine. Obviously, don't put up with shit. You don't need to be married for image's sake, but apparently this is what Summer sees as their peers doing.
Right. So, I think this is an extension of like what we were talking about with Billie, where Summer is like, don't tell me that my decisions are wrong. I made all these decisions because I wanted to make all these decisions and I'm happy about these decisions. So shut the fuck up.
Men cheat. I knew I wanted to be with someone and have kids. So I did that. And then I dumped them because they cheated. This is not, don't point fingers at me saying I made mistakes. I know what I'm doing and I'm happy with what I did. And like part of having relationships is breaking up with people or having them cheat on you sometimes.
But like also complimented Larry in the process because Summer's like sort of
good dad.
Is alluding to the fact that it seems like maybe Larry cheated.
Well,
they don't go out and say that, but they do go out and say Larry's a really, really good dad. So who fucking cares?
And that's all that matters in terms of what my motivation was to get with Larry and get pregnant or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, we have another split. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Bachelorette and I'm Gabby Windy and fiance Eric Schwer break up. Oh, no, not Gabby Windy and Eric Schwer.
So wait, this is just like two people that got together and the latest Bachelorette broke up already. All right.
Yes.
Who cares?
Yes.
Usually you wait longer, but that's okay.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Sort of a typical Rita. Nothing major. Just a lot of posing.
Don't start it like that. Start it exciting.
Rita Ora flaunts her chiseled midriff in an unbuttoned shirt after filming for the Jonathan Ross show. The Jonathan Ross show is huge in the UK.
Rita Ora flaunts her incredible figure in a daring black cutout miniskirt and matching top as she shares sizzling backstage snaps from TV in appearance.
Rita Ora poses up a storm as she displays her taut midriff and radiant complexion in a slew of gorgeous behind-the-scenes snaps.
Rita Ora parades her lithe physique in black sportswear as she heads to a workout in London.
Rita Ora gets straight back in the gym after a big night at Jonathan Ross's Halloween party as she lays next to a, quote, dead body spooky decoration.
Okay, and I have to say I was wrong where I thought that the Death Becomes Her costume was not Rita Ora's Halloween costume, but it actually was. Rita Ora embodies Liesl von Rumen from Death Becomes Her in beaded top and kitten heels at Jonathan Ross's Halloween party. She wore the costume to a Halloween party, basically making it her Halloween costume.
Rita Ora's Halloween costume is a Death Becomes Her character from Just Jared, which is the funniest headline because Just Jared is like, none of you know what this is.
I love this. Rita Ora's rarely seen glamorous older sister Elena poses with the singer at luxury sushi experience. I'm sorry, what Daily Mail writer did Elena send $1,000 to in unmarked bills to get this headline? I know we've accused her of this behavior before, but this is unbelievable. When Elena gets a headline like this, I scream.
I was wondering why they used sushi experience instead of like at a sushi restaurant, at like an elegant sushi restaurant, but it's because Elena in her Instagram caption wrote, thank you at whatever the sushi place is called. So delicious. The best eating experience I've ever had. It's because she called it an experience.
Elena getting her own headlines is Mamma Mia. Now that's a juicy headline. I love it. And also Rita Ora said, so good catching up with my twin. I'd love to hear more about that. The real Luke Evans. And congratulations on your album, on which Rita Ora was not featured.
Wait, do they have the same birthday? Is that the twin thing? No, they don't have the same birthday. She's November. He's April.
If Rita Ora called you her twin, would you be like, oh, like, thanks? Would you take that as a compliment? Would you be like,
I'd
what?
Spiral about it for multiple days.
Right. Like, what do you mean?
I'd have no idea what it meant. And then I would lose my mind trying to figure out what it meant. And I would automatically go
twin?
To like the worst possible explanation.
Yeah. Right.
What would you do if Rita was like, oh, you're my twin?
I'd be like, we look alike. Thank you. Like, do people think that? Okay. I don't know.
If Luke Evans called me, if at the real Luke Evans called me his twin.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you say?
It would be the same, but worse. Everything I just said, but worse. Okay, thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619 Who Them to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show, Who's There? Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, commentary tracks, Discord server, newsletter sometimes, and more. You can also get the audio on the Apple Podcast app if you subscribe within the app. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Rita theme song on Tuesdays. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing and going to Nikki Reed's photography exhibit, potentially. And we
if
will see you.
If you vote on it. Not if
you
don't.
Vote. Go to our Twitter account to vote
Democracy.
Right now. The tweet
vote.
Will be up.
Oh my God, it's election day. Go vote in the election and vote.
You gotta go vote in the election.
If I find out that you voted on this poll for Timmy and not in the election, I'm coming for you.
Unless you're not American, in which case, that's fine. You can just vote for Timmy. Okay, bye.
You will drain it. Yeah, 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 they wanna know.
To be famous.